Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We're heading up to one of my favorite places. When I first started my magazine back in the early 90s, one of the reasons I started it was I used to love to go up to the Finger Lakes. And so today we have a very special guest. We have Brittany Gibson, who is the vice chair of the Finger Lakes Region Tourism Council. Hi, how many counties make up the Finger Lakes? It's like a good area. It's a big area.
Yes, it's 14. So it's at the northern end, it includes Monroe and Onondaga counties, so uh-huh. Rochester and Syracuse and their surrounding counties, all the way south through the Finger Lakes down to the Pennsylvania border with our friends in Tioga, Chemung, Steuben, and Livingston counties.
Wow. So you've got quite
all the counties in between.
That gives you a lot of things to do and a lot of diversity.
You bet.
Yeah. Now, so where do we start? Do we talk about, you can do by region. We could do by themes. I mean, if the outdoor people, what they like and things like that, or
we can do maybe outdoors. I mean, obviously this year is the anniversary of women's suffrage, got the women's rights hall of fame and all
a lot
that
of historic
kind of stuff.
And then, all right, so let's start with historic related stuff, because you've got a lot of history, all kinds of history. So the 100th anniversary of the women's rights, so that's in what town is that? That would be in,
that's Seneca Falls. So uh-huh. The National Women's Hall of Fame is an incredible area, and it marks the 1848 Women's Rights Convention, which of course happened right in Seneca Falls, New York, and that celebrates everything that has to do with women's rights, women's suffrage, and it's an incredible historic place, and it's a really great place to kind of start your historic travels throughout the region. And then as you kind of span out from there, the history that's intertwined in upstate New York is truly incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Everything from social causes to workers' rights to women's rights and everything in between. It's pretty incredible the depth of history that we have here within this 14 county region.
Harriet Tubman, there was some sites up there, wasn't there, somewhere with the Underground Railroad or something?
Harriet Tubman House up in Auburn, New York, and various other abolitionist sites throughout the region. Of course, you've got the Susan B. Anthony House in Rochester, New York.
Oh, yeah.
So certainly up in the Northern Finger Lakes, lots of that abolitionist work and suffrage work happening.
You got Mark Twain. I don't know if he did anything with as far as the rights and things like that.
So obviously the Mark Twain burial site in uh-huh. Chemung County in Elmira, New York, and then you have the farm where he actually penned a bunch of his novels, and uh-huh. Definitely a historic site. Elmira, of course, is also home to a lot of innovators in terms of film and whatnot, and bounce up to the other end of the region, and you've got the Eastman House the innovations that happen there. Over near Hammondsport, there's the Glenn Curtis Museum, which is obviously homage to all things flight and motor, so from boats to planes, trains, automobiles, motorcycles, you name it. That's a fantastic, fantastic museum.
Yeah, boy, you've got so much stuff. Now, you have the canal system going right through the Finger Lakes, right? And pretty much.
Yes, it does. So the Erie Canal obviously spans west to east through the kind of central part of the state and skirts through a number of our Finger Lakes counties. But also by way of the Finger Lakes, you can travel from the Erie Canal south through the Seneca-Cayuga Canal and actually come on to Seneca Lake, and you're going to enter at Geneva and then come south down the lake all the way down to Watkins Glen, New York, which of course is home to Watkins Glen State Park, Watkins Glen International, one of the top road courses in the country, if not the world. They're gearing up there in just a few weeks to host NASCAR as well as IndyCars later in the year in September. And, of course, they're home to the U.S. Vintage Grand Prix.
Yep.
Little known fact is that Watkins Glen, New York, is the home of the first post-World War II road race. So in 1948, little Watkins Glen, New York, with a population of under 2,000 people currently, was home to the first road race that was hosted after World War II. And you can actually still drive that original Grand Prix circuit. You just pick up a little easy to read map here at the visitor center, and you can find that in downtown Watkins Glen, and take a historic drive of that course. It's pretty incredible to imagine these Grand Prix racers going through literally downtown Watkins Glen.
Isn't
and of course
something
a few years after they moved up to what's now Watkins Glen International up on the hill, and of course WGI, as it's called, or the Glen,
uh-huh.
Welcomes racers and drivers and private clubs from across the country and across the world throughout the year, May through October. And they're also home to lots of other fun events. Finger Lakes Wine Festival, of course, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks. That's a big one. That's one of the largest.
What's the date on that one? We should tell everybody the date down in Hudson.
Yeah, so Finger Lakes Wine Festival is July 14th, 15th, and 16th. Uh-huh. And it is the largest showcase of wines produced in New York State with over 80 wineries, if you can imagine, paired with regional artisans, live music, culinary classes, and cooking demonstrations. And what's neat is that there's camping right on site. So if you're interested in that, it's flwinefest.com.
flwinefestival.com. Great. That's great. Yeah, that's a really big event. You've got so much. You're really blessed over in Schuyler County. I mean, you guys have some amazing events. Tell them about Letchworth State Park, because I was always in awe of that park. That's an amazing park.
So Letchworth State Park is an incredible attraction. It was actually voted the best state park in the country by USA Today readers in one of their 10 best travel competitions last year. And Letchworth State Park is referred to as the Grand Canyon of the East, and it is truly incredible. North to south, you can drive through the park in, I don't know, I'd say 20 to 40 minutes, depending upon how long and how often you want to stop for photos. And truly, you can stop around every bend. The views are breathtaking. You can enjoy the Glen Iris Inn, which offers lodging as well as dining on site. They also host incredible weddings in the park there. Talk about romance. And you can even enjoy a hot air balloon flight over the gorge and the falls, as well as, again, camping right on site, too. And there's even whitewater rafting through the Genesee River. That's lots of fun. I've actually done that before. So, and even right over in Livingston County, just outside of the park, there's lots of other things to see and do, too. We were just talking about events. And in Geneseo, New York, which is not too far from Letchworth State Park, they have the National Warplane Museum Air Show. Oh. And that's July 14th, 15th, and 16th. And that's called the Greatest Show on Turf. And that's a world-renowned air show dedicated to the restoration, preservation, display, and flight of aircraft of the World War II and Korean War eras. And lots of recognition, obviously, for our friends in the military. Obviously, that's a big focus of that event. So there's an air show, and after that, attendees can walk up on the planes, they can talk to the pilots, they can attend all the different events that they're going on. So definitely something worth checking out.
Oh, yeah, you've got some great stuff. There's a park right in Watkins Glen, too. Isn't there like a little, you do like shows at night or something about dinosaurs?
So you're referring to Time Spell, and that actually was disbanded in the early 2000s.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But you can still go to the park.
Watkins Glen State Park is open and welcoming guests. It's actually undergoing a major facelift. I don't know when the last time you were here, but it's actually a $6.5 million project to renovate the entrance, make it more visitor-friendly. They're actually adding a visitor center. They've renovated the bathrooms, made parking much easier and more accessible, and they're actually expanding in a major way the green space at that entrance. So although folks, if they visit this summer, will see a construction zone. The gorge trail is still very much open, and you still have that fantastic opportunity to check out those 19 waterfalls in less than a mile and a half.
Imagine
it's pretty incredible.
19 waterfalls. I can't get over it. It's just an amazing. We have such incredible natural sites in New York State. It's just an amazing thing. So the Finger Lakes themselves now, you've got a climate there that you think of wineries when you think of the Finger Lakes first, I think. Tell us about the wineries. This is a really big deal.
So there's wineries essentially on every lake in the Finger Lakes. In the heart of the Finger Lakes, you have from west to east, Canandaigua Lake, Keuka Lake, Seneca Lake, and Cayuga Lake. And all of those have their own unique wine trails, their own unique wineries. Every winery essentially has got ongoing events and special things going on. Lots of live music that happens, amazing festivals. Essentially any day, just the drive alone around the lakes to visit the wineries is amazing, and it's beautiful and breathtaking. And again, you can stop around every bend and take a picture.
Yeah.
But then when you step through the doors of those wineries, what you're met with is incredible hospitality, amazing knowledge about grape growing, winemaking, and the region overall, and just wonderful, wonderful people. And I think that is the indelible impression that our wineries leave on visitors, is one that keeps them coming back. And they know when you come into the Finger Lakes and you taste our wine, you're not just going to get fantastic, world-class wines, you're also going to get world-class service. And that's truly what sets the Finger Lakes wineries apart.
Wonderful, wonderful wine. And you know, it's interesting, when I had the print version of the magazine, which was back from like 19- 1990 to maybe 2005 or so, before I got too old and I just did radio. But but back then, there was one of the guys who had one of the wine, I think it was Chateau Lafayette Renault, was telling me that they would be winning these awards in some of these national and international competitions. And he says what was happening is the soil in the Finger Lakes, the minerals and everything that's in there and the climate, you can't recreate it easily in California and other places. So they would have this advantage, and they said everybody else, you know, you try to do things to your soil, but there's such a natural climate for the wineries that it's very, very special. So I guess
it
you can learn.
It's definitely special. And then the French call that terroir, and it's spelled T-E-R-R-O-I-R. And that is essentially a description of that conflagration of circumstances. So a combination of soil, water, air, and the geographic location of that particular wine region. And that's why wines from across the world taste so vastly different.
Yeah.
So a Riesling from California is not a Riesling from the Finger Lakes, is not a Riesling from the Mosel, is not a Riesling from the Rhone. So
that's right.
It's just incredible to really taste through all those different wines throughout the region. And then even winery to winery, the incredible differences and the art. You know, you imagine winemaking is, of course, part science, but it truly is an art form.
Oh, yeah.
And we are so lucky here in the Finger Lakes to be surrounded by incredible lakes and amazing soil, obviously, all glacially created and deposited. That's why our lakes are so long and skinny and narrow. And we truly do have a unique microclimate that's being recognized internationally for the quality wines that it's producing. So
couldn't be
more happy to live here and enjoy those riches. That's
this
for
is
sure.
The kind of place you go, you spend a couple of days, you go around, you try the different wines, you make some notes. And then what we do is we reorder by the mail, and they could ship down a case when we need it and whatever, and we can keep in touch. If we can't go up there in the middle of the winter, then you know that you can mail this stuff down. So it's a really good opportunity, and there's a lot of bed and breakfasts up there, right? Places to stay. So
there are, and that's a really great point. The diversity of lodging options, it's you know, similar to the number of the wines that are produced, where no matter what your taste, no matter what your sophistication level, no matter what you're going to be doing with the wine, whether you're just going to sip it or have it with a meal or maybe as dessert, there's something for everybody. Similarly, our lodging options are equally diverse. So we have everything from glamping, which is glamorous camping, for those who are not familiar. There's several glamping areas in the Finger Lakes. One is Firelight Camps in Ithaca, New York.
Oh.
And there's also, so that's on Cayuga Lake. The next lake over, Seneca Lake to the west, has Seneca Soul Glamping.
Oh.
And again, these are essentially glamorous safari tents that are up on platforms. If you think of all the amenities of a hotel put into a beautiful platform tent in the wilderness, and you've got glamping.
Wow.
As you mentioned, lots of bed and breakfast, and so many of these B&Bs are housed in these incredible historic properties, which are, again, an attraction in and of themselves, and right up the line to your standard hotels and luxury resorts. There truly is a lodging experience for everybody, no matter the budget, no matter what you're looking to experience, no matter who you're traveling with.
Yeah, we came, we were up in, you have Captain Bill's boat tours up there, right? And it was
a
new big hotel that was just built on the lake that we didn't know about before, but it was beautiful. What did they put up in Watkins Glen? Because there wasn't one, you know, years ago. It must be fairly new.
Yes, so the Watkins Glen Harbor Hotel is a AAA 4-diamond rated hotel, beautiful luxury hotel, complete with lakefront rooms, balconies, an in-house restaurant and bar, indoor pool, complete fitness center, amazing conference and special event space, and they're right on Seneca Lake. They were voted the best waterfront hotel in the United States,
wow,
again last year by USA Today readers. They actually beat out some resort properties in Hawaii.
Isn't that
so
something?
If you are looking for luxury on the lake, that is the place to be.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've got little gems like that throughout the Finger Lakes for special places to stay. You can rent a house, right? I think you can do property rentals.
Yeah, and actually vacation rentals are really exploding as we see intergenerational travel increase. In other words, grandparents traveling with their children and grandchildren, as bigger groups begin to travel together and really want to experience life, you know, those memories together.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding that they are super interested in vacation rentals. So again, no matter your budget, you can usually find something to work for you, and Options range from downtown locations to lakefront locations to more wooded, kind of secluded locations. So no matter what you're looking to do on your vacation, vacation rentals are a great way to go.
Yeah, so you can rent for like a week, or you could rent, you know, even longer.
Is they come equipped.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So you throw your clothes and stuff in the car, and then, you know, some of them you need to bring your own sheets and whatnot, but many of them are essentially full service. So you drive in and you bring your groceries and all your vacation stuff, and you check in for the week, and you've essentially checked into a little home.
Yep.
So,
and you're ready to go.
It's really a wonderful way to visit.
Oh, yeah. And you need a hub and spoke all over the place then, because if you're, you know, you could, within what, if you traveled from one side to the other of the, say you were in the middle of the Finger Lakes, was it like a 2 hour? To either direction to...
I would even say, I would venture to say less than that. But yeah, I'd say a two-hour drive is definitely doable. You know, from Penya, New York, Rochester's only about 45 minutes.
Yep.
From Watkins Glen, New York, you're a half an hour to Corning and the Corning Museum of Glass and Rockwell Museum and Market Street.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're half an hour to Ithaca. And that's an incredible, an important point, I would say, is that no matter where you choose to home base when you're in the region, you can even take out little day trips and definitely do see the entire region within a 1 week trip.
Yeah.
So
in the Corning area that you brought up, that's a significant tourism destination because of the art museum. And you said, what was the other one? There was another museum that was.
Yes. So the Corning Museum of Glass is internationally renowned and recognized.
Right.
It's just an incredible collection of glass pieces. And then they have rotating exhibits. This summer, they've actually got a Tiffany mosaics on display. It is breathtaking.
Oh.
And then right around the corner, well, it's a couple blocks, is the Rockwell Museum, which is American art. And
okay.
It's really, the collection that they have there is beautiful. They have lots of different classes and workshops throughout the summer. You know, Corning Museum of Glass, you can actually make your own glass. They have a really unique offering called You Make It. You draw it, we make it.
Oh.
So essentially, kids can sit down and draw a sketch of something that they'd like to see, and then the gaffers, who are the actual folks who blow the glass, can create it for them. So the iconic piece that a lot of people leave the Corning Museum of Glass with are these hand-blown glass flowers. And again, you can do that yourself during their Make Your Own Glass event.
Wow. So that you'd probably have to sign up ahead of time so you're scheduled when you get there?
Yeah, you can sign up ahead of time, but they also have some that they do as you walk in. And of course, they do have an incredible area where, of course, Corning Museum of Glass just underwent its own major renovation last year and reopened, and it's just amazing the amount of space that they've created and the ability that gives visitors to interact with the gaffers and to really see the glass blown.
Yeah.
So they have an enormous, what I would call almost like a classroom space where you kind of walk in and you sit on bleachers, and it is fully accessible, and you actually look down and see what the gaffers are doing. And often they'll have multiple gaffers working at the same time on all different projects, and you can watch them blow the glass and use all their different tools to twist and shape and bend and meld and to watch what they do. And then to see it start as this kind of glob of glass on the end of this pole and then see what it is, what it translates into at their hands is
amazing.
Definitely something that you'll never forget.
Yeah, and I tell you something else I noticed about Corning. They got a nice gift shop. That's phenomenal. But the downtown area, there's all these beautiful little shops.
Yes.
There are other people who did glasswork that have their own little shops there, and they have great antique shops. You can go in there and find a piece of Steuben glass. I mean, really nice, nice pieces in the antique shops there, which is a great place to shop. And then the Rockwell Museum, I want to mention, a lot of people are big fans of Remington. That they have a lot of Remington works in that museum.
They do.
It's a beautiful museum. You know, those giant pictures when they painted out west, you know, with the scenes and all. So that's a beautiful destination. I think they also do a lot around Christmas time too. Don't they do like Christmas in Corning or something? I don't know how that worked, but
yes, there's, you know, and that's another important thing to raise is lots of people think about the Finger Lakes as a summer-only destination, and while it's certainly beautiful here in the summertime, there's so much to do here in the winter, whether it's romantic getaways to a spa resort or skiing, or if you want to come around the holidays and enjoy literally every village in the Finger Lakes has its own unique holiday celebration.
Yep.
So the one in Corning you mentioned is actually called Sparkle.
Okay.
But, you know, everything from holiday parades to ice skating to all of your just classic American holiday celebrations, we've got it. And, you know, speaking of celebrations, we've got the biggest one in New York State, I guess you could say, coming up in August, and that would be our Great New York State Fair.
Oh, yeah.
What is travel without a visit to a fair? And that's August 23rd through September 4th at the New York State Fairgrounds.
Yep.
And as you know, that's a 12-day showcase of agriculture, entertainment, education, technology, obviously tons of food, live music, lots of exhibits and showcases, and who can forget the Midway with all those awesome rides? So
coming
up at the end of August and into early September, the Great New York State Fair is not to be missed.
Now, one thing else I want to bring up, too, we've got about 3 minutes, and I'll let you talk about the things you can do with the lakes, whether it's rides, fishing. Talk about some of the activities, because that's, and I saw beaches. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yes. So our lakes afford people really unique recreation opportunities. Whether you're just somebody that wants to sit and lounge at a park or a beach, we have loads of lakeside parks and beaches that are very affordable, and they offer picnicking and different ball fields and playgrounds. So if you want to kind of sit and relax or bring the kids for the day to swim, that's a great way to do that. But if you want to get a little more active, you can always go tubing behind a boat, or maybe rent a pontoon boat for the day, or hire a guide is what I always recommend. If you want to do some fishing, we've got amazing local guides who can kind of direct you to the point where the fish are biting. Lots and lots of things to do. There's dinner cruises. We actually here in Watkins Glen have got an underwater pumpkin carving that takes place every October, believe it or not. That's one of the more unique things that you can see and observe on the lake. But you're right. There is truly something for everybody on our lakes. And the lakes themselves actually have developed over the years their own unique cultures.
Yep.
So the towns and villages around them, you'll notice, have a unique vibe. So I would encourage people to go out and visit the different lakes and enjoy the different communities and observe the different things you can do. And just notice how they're all different, because you truly will have a different experience depending upon where you go.
And there's different boats, right? Because we like the Captain Bills, and then there's the Midlake Navigations. You got different different cruises. And I tell you, it's so relaxing. You want to lower your blood pressure, take a couple
of
those boat rides.
Yep. And as you said, you can cruise on a motorboat. There's really romantic sailboat rides. You can go down the canal on a canal boat.
Oh, yeah.
Everything from sightseeing to dining to just a smooth sail, unwind in the Finger Lakes kind of thing. No matter what you enjoy, there is something for you here, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm trying to think, let's see, we've got about a minute and a half. Anything else you want to add, or do you want to talk again about the websites, because people need to get things planned out so they can, you know, get the most bang for their buck?
Yes, so the Finger Lakes region actually has a really fantastic website where folks can find information on things to do, what to see, where to stay, and that's fingerlakestravelny.com. And they can also find us on Facebook at Finger Lakes Travel. Lots of travel inspiration on our Facebook feed. So if you're looking to really indulge, even if you're not here yet, be sure to visit us on Facebook. Again, that's Finger Lakes Travel. And our website, if you need help with trip planning and assistance and that kind of thing, visit fingerlakestravelny.com.
Yeah, that's great. And I just thought of two more places. That down in Binghamton, they used to have a carousel that was a working carousel. Do they still have the rides on the carousel? They were free rides. And it was beautiful. Those old...
I am not sure.
They used to be made there. And then the other place was up in... it had to be near Rochester. It was like Genesee Country Village or something. That was a historic reenactment of... life in the 1800s. I don't know if that's still around or not. That was something else up in the Rochester area that went, I think it was Mumford, New York was the place that it was in.
Yes, you're right. That's the Genesee Country Village and Museum, and that is a 19th century, what they call a living history museum.
Yeah.
So it is enormous. It's over 600 acres, and you can actually go there and, as you said, enjoy kind of life as it was in the 19th century.
Yeah. So those are two more places, but every couple of years you could go up, and you're never going to run out of things to do. There's always something new. So I really appreciate you coming on, Brittany, and
of course,
keep us posted on what's going on. Maybe we could talk about the fall, because I'm sure you guys are doing a lot later in the year. And
Gosh, yeah, fall is really when things really ramp up, and of course everybody comes in for the foliage and the wines being harvested. It's really an awesome time.
Okay, well, thank you very very much. It's Brittany is with the council up there, and I hope everybody gets a chance to go up. So thank you very much. Okay. Well, this is a wrap for this week. I hope everybody heads up to the Finger Lakes and takes advantage of all the opportunities. Have a great week. Bye-bye.